from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Israel welcomes President Donald Trump following an airport arrival ceremony with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at his residence, where the U.S. president assailed Iranian aggression and military ambitions. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
Following brief talks, Rivlin and Trump made statements to reporters in which Trump said that two nations must work together to confront common threats.
Together we can work to end the scourge of violence that has taken so many lives here in Israel and around the world. Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never, ever.
The U.S. president arrived in Israel after a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, where Trump said King Salman assured him the Saudis want peace between the Israelis and Palestinians and roadblocks imposed against Iranian threats. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Speaking of presidents' meeting, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has left for a four-day official visit to Russia, where he'll be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In his departure speech Monday, Duterte said the visit underscores his independent foreign policy and desire to forge closer ties.
Russia must cease to be at the margins of Philippine diplomacy. Over-dependence on traditional partners has limited our room to maneuver in a very dynamic international arena. This is a strategic oversight that has led to many missed opportunities for our country.
This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council plans to have an emergency meeting Tuesday in response to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a National Security Council meeting on the matter. VOA asked RAND Corporation scholar Bruce Bennett if this latest launch could affect peace pursuits between Seoul and Pyongyang.
No, I think President Moon Jae-in wants to get back to it, but Kim Jong-un has got to let him. Moon Jae-in with the South Korean populace, the broader populace that he now serves as president, has to be responsive to bad actions by North Korea.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has extended the state of emergency declared after a failed 2016 military coup. Erdogan spoke in Ankara to tens of thousands of his followers and members of his ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, which convened to re-elect him as their leader. He said the AKP has rejoined Congress and they will look toward the bigger goal of a new beginning. Under Turkey's old constitution, the head of state had to sever ties with their political party, which Erdogan did back in 2014. Now, that changed after this past April's referendum that created an executive presidency with expanded powers, allowing Erdogan to rejoin the AKP. Authorities in Pakistan are reported to have arrested five suspected Islamic State operatives who were planning terrorist attacks in Karachi using explosives-laden unmanned aircraft, otherwise known as drones. A university professor is among the suspects whom counterterrorism forces detained during an early Monday raid in the southern port city. Provincial counterterrorism officials have revealed few details of what they described as an intelligence-based operation. They also declined to give the name of the suspected professor. The last of hundreds of rebels and their families have left the Syrian city of Homs under an evacuation deal with Damascus. The city had been in rebel hands since the beginning of the Syrian conflict in 2011, but analyst Amin Saikal of the Australian National University said the war is far from over.
Well, it is important in terms of enabling the Assad regime to expand its control over the territories, but that does not necessarily mean that just because the rebels have evacuated homes and they've moved into other areas, that would mean the end of the conflict in Syria.
Gender confirmation surgeries jumped by 20% in the United States from 2015 to 2016. The survey is the first ever done by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons and includes data from that late year. One factor is the increase of insurance companies covering the procedure for the increase. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.